In this bulletin, Rio Tinto's CEO resigns over the destruction of a sacred Aboriginal site, quarantine requirements to be removed for Sydneysiders entering the Northern Territory, and in tennis, Naomi Osaka reaches the US Open final for the second time in 3 years. Hi, I'm Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. The head of Rio Tinto and two other executives have resigned as fallout over the destruction of a sacred Aboriginal site in Western Australia continues. Jean-Sébastien Jacques, the head of iron ore Chris Salisbury, and corporate relations boss Simone Niven will all depart the company within the next year. Their resignations come after months of pressure from activists and investors over the mining giant's destruction of ancient rock shelters at Juukan Gorge. WA Premier Mark McGowan has described the destruction of the 46,000-year-old site as very disappointing.
These were priceless pieces of Australian history. Obviously, the company has made their own decision around their senior executives. I'll leave those decisions to the company.
Rio Tinto had approval for the blast, but subsequent evidence indicated traditional owners didn't provide informed consent. Sydneysiders will be able to travel to the Northern Territory from early next month without having to undergo mandatory quarantine if New South Wales continues to keep COVID-19 transmission under control. Anyone who's spent time in Sydney and travels to the Northern Territory currently has to spend 2 weeks in supervised quarantine at their own expense. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says the government plans to revoke that requirement from the 9th of October. He says a downward trend in new infections in New South Wales and superb testing had satisfied Chief Health Officer Hugh Heggie that it will be safe for Sydneysiders to enter the Northern Territory.
We are deliberately waiting another 4 weeks, two full replication cycles, so we can keep seeing the trend go down. A four-week buffer gives Sydney more time to keep beating the virus, and it gives us the time and flexibility we need to change our plan if necessary. This is the same cautious approach we took with our borders the first time round, and it worked.
And Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says the drop in case numbers in regional areas is an example of how restrictions are working. Victoria has registered 43 new cases of coronavirus. The second day in a row, new infection numbers have fallen. The state has also registered 9 new deaths, 7 of which are linked to aged care. The number of new cases in regional Victoria over the last 14 days is now 4.7 on average. Mr. Andrews says this means the reopening of regional Victoria could be fast-tracked.
What we've achieved in regional Victoria, we absolutely can and will achieve in metropolitan Melbourne. But it has to be done right, it has to be done safe and steady. You can't possibly hope to keep numbers low if you don't first get them to a very low level. Otherwise, you do run the risk, the very real risk, in fact the likelihood, that our opening up won't last very long and then we'll be all locked up again.
And New South Wales has recorded another 10 cases as 100 healthcare workers linked to an outbreak at two Sydney hospitals remain in isolation. The new infections include 6 return travellers in hotel quarantine, 2 people who attended a Waverley League club, 1 case linked to the Sydney CBD cluster and 1 linked to hospitals outbreak. The new hospital case is a household close contact of a previous case associated with Liverpool Hospital's emergency department. The total number of infections linked to the Liverpool Hospital and Concord Hospital's emergency departments is now 15. In tennis, Naomi Osaka has reached the US Open final for the second time in 3 years after overcoming American Jennifer Brady. The Japanese fourth seed prevailed 7-6, 3-6, 6-3 in 2 hours and 8 minutes to advance to Saturday's final where she'll face Victoria Azarenka. Brady arrived at her first major semi-final without having dropped a set in New York and didn't show any nerves, but Osaka's firepower allowed her to get by on the 28th seed in a high quality match. The 22-year-old says it means a lot to her to go through another US Open final.
I kind of consider New York my second home. I really love the atmosphere. Even though sadly there's no people here, I really feel like, you know, this court really suits me well.
Now a look at Saturday's weather. Sunny in Perth and 21, rain at times for Adelaide, 20 degrees, rain in Melbourne, 17, rain easing in Hobart, 13, partly cloudy in Canberra, 18 degrees, sunny in Wollongong, 21. Much the same for Sydney and Newcastle, tops of 22. Cloudy in Brisbane, 20 degrees, partly cloudy, 28 in Cairns, and fine weather for Darwin, where it'll be 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and for news in depth, check out our stories on the SBS News podcast page, sbs.com.au/news/audio.